Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hello, Dolly is one of the classic musicals of all time. The list goes on and on and on of legendary actresses who have played Dolly in this wonderful, lovely story. Most recently, last April, Bette Midler brought back a revival of the show on Broadway, and the show has now hit the road and is here in Chicago with Broadway legend Betty Buckley in the lead role. And she is so great. And this production is so great. It's just so much fun going to see an old-fashioned, hold-nothing-back, Broadway-style musical. They do such a good job staging it here in Chicago. And Betty Buckley, really, this whole cast is quite amazing. But Betty Buckley is a standout, and we were delighted that we were able to spend a little time with Betty to talk about the show and some of her great roles that she has played through the years, including the original Grisabella and Cats. Here is Betty Buckley. I'm sure many people who play Grisabella now in Cats get this very same question. What's it like to play a role that has been played by some of the greatest legends ever on stage?
Yeah.
Some of the greatest voices ever on stage in film. And, you know, and now it's got to be a creative challenge.
Yeah.
Is it also a little intimidating?
Totally. It was daunting. And it was one of the, when my agent called me, I had been on the Preacher set in New Orleans, the AMC TV show Preacher, and did this great part, this evil Cajun sorceress, and I was thrilled to play this with all these incredible actors and the producer, Sam Catlin, and I was just ecstatic because it was like my thing, to play someone dark and sinister and complicated psychologically, because that's what I like to do, And I studied for years to learn how to do that. And so when he called us a week later and said, Scott Rudin called and they want you to take it on the road, Hello Dolly, I was like, what? Because I hadn't thought of me for that. And so I, especially after seeing Bette do it a year ago, I was just like, I just was enchanted by her. I thought it was like, I've been a fan her whole career, but I think it's one of the best things she's ever done, and among many great, great things. And I was just deeply touched by the show. I was weeping at the end. I turned to my brother, who was with me, Norman, who's a film director and a lovely, talented man, and I said, this may be one of the greatest pieces of musical theater I've ever seen. And they were laughing at me. When she makes her walk down the passerelle at the end, everybody's like trying to touch her.
Yeah.
I'm on the second row and I'm trying to touch her, just like one of the, fangirls. And so I told my agent I had to think about it. And of course, I thought about it for about a second and called him back and said, of course, I'll do this. But yeah, it was daunting. But I've been through this before in Sunset Boulevard, with the comparative diva thing of all the ladies that did Norma Desmond. And that's no fun, But Jerry is just the opportunity to learn from him and to work with Lewis Stadlin and this incredible company who just, they're little bright spirits, and their hearts are so big and their talents are so huge.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a glorious experience to be a part of it.
When you say, that you were so moved by Bette Midler's performance on Broadway and that production and how much it moved you, as, somebody who has been part of some of the greatest shows in the history of theater as well.
Thank you.
How do you gauge that? What is it that makes Bette Midler great, or any performance so great, so great? Because I'm sure you must look at it as a different standard than some of the rest of us do.
Well, it's these, the essence of theater is connecting hearts. It's like that's our job. I've always thought of theater as a kind of they have a certain kind of cathedral quality to them, especially these theaters we're playing, like the right. Oriental. It's like a cathedral. It's
stunning.
So beautiful.
Right.
We walked in there for our sound check yesterday, and I was just like, gee, mini crickets, this is just so great. And every theater we played so far, we teched in Utica and did a couple of previews. Absolutely beautiful. They all look like the homes of Norma Desmond to me. I walk in, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Yes, they're just sumptuously beautiful.
Yeah.
And our second theater was in Cleveland at Playhouse Square. The O'Connor, I think, is what it was called. Incredibly beautiful. And they're what I think theaters are supposed to be. They're supposed to inspire that kind of awe. And then you go in there and, you know, the lights go down and then the show is presented or the play or the story. And ideally done by a group of people whose essential communication to the audience is, you're in good hands, relax, come with us. And then we present a story and the audience members free associate in that relationship to the story of their own personal experience. That's how it's meant to be. Yeah. You know, it's one of the healing arts. The theater started in that, the history of, if you study, I'm sure you have, the history of theater, that's how it began. And so that's what the show did for me, and the opportunity to bring that to across our country in these beautiful, lovely theaters.
Palaces, you know.
Palaces
are great. Yeah. What does Chicago mean to you?
I love Chicago.
I've enjoyed you here so many
Thank
times.
Thank you so much.
And,
Thank you.
It must have, I hope, a special place in your heart.
Oh, I love the city. I think it's great. I mean, I love the atmosphere. I love where I'm staying, and I love the shopping. It's like amazing.
Girl has her priorities.
Yes, yes. And I mean, it has everything, and the restaurants, and the walk down the lake.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm traveling with my dogs, so that'll be really nice.
Yeah. And I was a little disappointed that they weren't here today.
Oh, they're here. They're
Are they in
yeah,
the next room?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good. Memorable shows that you did here?
I remember some concerts, and I also had a couple of workshops I taught here were really fulfilling for me.
Ravinia?
I love Ravinia.
Yeah.
I'd love to go back there. It's like such a beautiful venue, and yeah. I've had some great times there.
Yeah, hopefully she'll appear there again. More with Betty Buckley in just a minute, remembering Cats. And a real surprise. I asked her, tell me something that would surprise you. And she had a fantastic response to that. That's all coming up as we continue our Week in Theater segment with Broadway legend Betty Buckley next on WGN. From the 1983 Tony Awards, Tony Award winner Betty Buckley as Grisabella in the classic musical Cats. A real defining role. She was the original Grisabella in Cats. Betty is now in Chicago in the title role of Hello, Dolly. That's here until November 17th at the Oriental Theater. That is one of the things that we talked about with Betty Buckley. Is there a day that goes by where somebody doesn't talk to you about Cats? Even though, I mean, it's, you know, a few years ago, but it was so, like you're talking about, it was so transformative and so unlike anything anyone had ever seen.
Yeah.
And you were really the signature moment.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
thank
of,
you very much.
Of all of that. Is that still something that people talk to you about?
Yeah, sure. And I'm very grateful. You know, like, I never... It's so cool. People say that Memory is my signature song, you know, and I never thought I'd have a signature song. I mean, it's a gift to have a signature song.
Right.
And so many great ladies have done it, you know, for some people to think that that it's my signature song makes me feel really
great. Many have sung it, but I would argue not like you, not like you have sung it. I
mean, thank you so much.
It really was quite special.
It was quite a process to learn how to do it. And it was, talk about transformation, that whole experience of learning how to sing Memory and touch audiences that way was one of my great life experiences, one of my great life lessons. And I really feel to this day that Grisabella is one of my great teachers. And I call her my soulmate. And, you know, I've been singing her song for all these years since 1982, and a year and a half in the show, and then in concert. And she, every time I sing it, I learn something, you know, I glean some kind of insight from her experience. As soon as I hear the opening chords of the song, I just go to that place where she resides.
Wow.
You know, which is a very specific realm, and she's still there, and she's, you know, one of my life partners, one of my, you know, soulmates.
Wow.
And she, as I grow and change through the years, you know, I learn more about what she was trying to say.
Chicago's own Jennifer Hudson mm-hmm. is going to be Grisabella in the movie version mm-hmm. that they're going to be making, and lots of other big names. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel about a movie? Isn't it amazing that a movie hasn't been made after all these years in
yeah.
the first place? But how do you feel about a movie version of this now coming out?
I think it's nice. I'm excited that Judi Dench is going to be in it. And Idris Elba, he's yeah. like so amazing.
Yeah.
And I love Taylor Swift. And of course, Jennifer Hudson is one of the greatest voices of all time. So I'm thrilled that Grisabella is going to be in her hands. I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah. What would surprise us about Betty Buckley? I interviewed Snoop Dogg the other day.
Snoop Dogg!
And was, you know, surprised to learn what a great cook he is.
Oh, really?
And, like, really prolific in the kitchen. And I don't know why I thought, I would have never thought that about him.
Oh,
but,
that's funny.
But I was surprised that he was. Is there something that you like to do, a hobby?
Well, I live on a ranch, and I have horses. And I moved there the year following 9/11. You know, I was in New York, and, you know, 9/11 was a transformative experience for everyone,
right.
All over the world. But I became obsessed in the months following that, in the kind of pointless grief, you know, not pointless grief, but pointless feeling, and this kind of apathy after, you know, being in a city that experienced that tragedy, the huge tragedy that was that experience. And all I could think about was getting my cutting horse, because it was a dream I'd had since I was 12.
Hmm.
And it's a sport, an equine sport, where the horse and the rider are like a kind of a dance team, and it's an amazingly beautiful sport. And the horse has to think for himself. They're like highly, highly trained, brilliant, competitive animals. And so I'd always wanted to ride a cutting horse, and I'd always wanted to compete and do that. And I thought, God, I'm 55 years old. I better get on with this, because who knows? When you have that kind of life-searing
right.
awareness of what could happen, you know. So I set about finding a trainer and finding my first cutting horse teacher and horse. And so I commuted for a few months, and then started traveling with the trainer and his wife to all these wonderful cutting horse competitions. And I was having more fun than I've ever had in my life, I think, except in theater.
Yeah.
And I quickly thought, okay, I need to live where my horse lives. So I just randomly one night made this decision, put my apartment, my beautiful New York Upper West Side apartment co-op on the market. The next day, people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I gotta go. And I bought this beautiful ranch and moved there, and I would ride my horse around my ranch, and I was like, never was a horse so well loved. I built this fence for you. I built this barn for you, you know. And
wow.
it's a beautiful little place. And I mean, in Texas, it's only 35 acres, but in Texas, if you have less than 100 acres, you know, you don't even call it a ranch. It's like a ranchette, you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean. It's a pleasure talking to you.
It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you for all of your music.
Are you coming to the show tonight?
I am coming to the show.
Oh, good. I'm so excited.
I absolutely am.
Yeah. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, and boy, did I ever enjoy the show, and boy, did I ever enjoy sitting down with the great Betty Buckley. Some of you on our text line remembering her from the TV series, 8 is Enough. She was the second mom on 8 is Enough. She is in Preacher, very dark, kind of mysterious role that she plays in Preacher. What a range, what a career, what a lovely, lovely person. And boy, is she great. And Hello, Dolly, highly recommending.